Good morning. It is January 22nd. A great multitude which no one could number, from all nations and tribes and peoples and languages, will stand before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and will cry out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to you, our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Revelation 7:9-10. Blessed are you, Jesus, the King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Luke 19:38. Your eyes are everywhere, O Lord, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. Like Abraham, may I call upon your name. You are the everlasting God. Genesis 13:4, 21, 33. May I listen carefully to your voice, Lord God, and do what is right in your sight. May I pay attention to your commandments and keep all your statutes. Exodus 15:26. May I rejoice in my tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because your love, O God, has been poured out in my heart through the Holy Spirit whom you have given to me. Romans 5:3-5. May your merciful kindness be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Psalm 119:76. Is this not the fast you have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the cords of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? Is it not to share our food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When we see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from our own flesh? Then our light will break forth like the dawn, and our healing will quickly appear, and our righteousness will go before us. Your glory, O Lord, will be our rear guard. Then we will call, and you will answer. We will cry, and you will say, "Here am I." Here I am. If we put away the yoke from our midst, the pointing of the finger and malicious talk, and if we extend our souls to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then our light will rise in the darkness, and our gloom will become like the noonday. Isaiah 58:6-10. By your will, my God, I have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offer again and again the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at your right hand, waiting from that time for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. For by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being sanctified. Hebrews 10:10-14. Lord Jesus Christ, I acknowledge that you suffered for me, leaving me an example that I should follow in your steps. For you committed no sin, and no deceit was found in your mouth. When you were reviled, you did not retaliate. When you suffered, you made no threats, but entrusted yourself to God, who judges righteously. And you yourself bore our sins in your body on the tree, so that I might die to sins and live for righteousness. By your wounds I have been healed. For I was like a sheep going astray, but now I have returned to you, the shepherd and overseer of my soul. 1 Peter 2:21-25. From your fullness, O Christ, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through you. John 1:16-17. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. You, O Lord, will keep me from all evil. You will preserve my soul. You will watch over my coming and going from this time forth and forever. Psalm 121:7-8. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.